Well, Ryan Pace, it's like game day for you and your staff, isn't it? The NFL draft is finally here.
Yeah, this is kind of our Super Bowl. So, you know, our pro scouts, our college scouts, you know, we work all year for this. So it's an exciting time of year.
Give us an idea of how all this comes together. It just seems like there's so many moving parts and it has to funnel into this one event.
You know, we have seven area scouts that are, you know, scattered all over the country. They live in their regions. Rick Reipers, our director of college scouting. We have two over-the-top scouts, Josh Lucas and Nawan Jones. And this process, really, 2 weeks from now, we're going to go to a meeting to meet about the upcoming seniors. So it starts over again in 2 weeks. So it's a long, thorough process, but it's necessary, and it's all coming to a head, you know, next 3 days.
You know, Ryan, I would imagine philosophically you guys have a blueprint of what kind of guy you're looking for, height, weight, speed, intelligence. Can you share with us some of the intangibles you guys are looking for?
Yeah, you know, Sean talks about that a lot, and there's a, you know, for us, you know, first of all, there's certain physical traits that we're looking for every position, obviously. But overall, for a Saints player, you talk about toughness and their work ethic and their stamina and their character, and all those things are coming into play. I feel like the last couple of years we've been even more critical of that than ever. Maybe as Sean's been here longer and as we come more together as a team, I would say this year our board, the number of magnets on our board, our draftable board, is narrower and lesser magnets than we've had in the past, because I think we've been very critical of non-character fits or medical or whatever the issues are. So.
What about intelligence? Because we don't often see rookies come in and able to adapt to this thing. We saw Kenny Stills come in, and he was one of the few guys who was able to come in and contribute immediately.
It's huge. So I would say Vaccaro is the same way, you know. And, you know, Kenny Stills came in, you know, and could play multiple receiver positions. So it's huge, especially in this offense. So, and we gathered that. It starts with our area scouts going to the schools and talking to the coaches and the people there. And then, you know, hey, we're at the All-Star Games interviewing these players, and you get a feel for it. Obviously, we have the Wonderlic scores and those tests. And sometimes those aren't always accurate if somebody's intelligent. There's a couple guys in this year's draft that might not have great scores on that test, but, hey, they're very smart football players. When we interview these guys at the Combine, we get them up and talk football with them, get them on the board, and have them go over not only their plays, but we'll even show a couple of our plays and then kind of have them reinstall that back to us so you can quickly tell. I remember with Kenny Stills last year, one of the cool things was talk about a passionate football player, he knew all the safeties in the NFL. He knew our entire roster, and I thought that was kind of cool, you know.
Yeah,
and even now,
I'll
see Kenny Stills now, and he's talking, wants to talk about the draft and this guy's ball skills or this guy's, you know, recovery speed. It's pretty revealing as you go through the process.
John mentioned intelligence, and of course, you've got the Combine, and you've got the Senior Bowl, and you've got private workouts, and then pro day type workouts. Mm-hmm. If you were to try and rank, and interviews too, if you were trying to rank for the Saints, the importance of each of those aspects, what stands out or what's near the top of the list in evaluating these guys?
You know, I like it when we can spend more one-on-one time with them. At the Combine, we really only have a 15-minute interview. Mm-hmm. But at the pro days, for example, we'll fly out there maybe the night before and take them out to dinner and just spend an entire dinner with them. And now you got 3-4 hours.
Right.
We also have 30 visits where we're allowed to bring a player to New Orleans. Mm-hmm. So we'll bring a guy here and have him in our building. And I think that's where I feel like we gather the most intelligence. You know, at the Combine, it's 15 minutes, it's hard. And first of all, those guys come in and they kind of got their guard up and a little bit of it's rehearsed. So we try to break them out of that. And Joe Vitt's pretty good at getting them out of that little rehearse. And then you get the more natural person and then, you know, things kind of become revealed.
So. Tell me about this draft class. If each draft class has a unique characteristic to it, what would be characteristic of this year's group of players?
It's deep, first of all. 98 juniors coming out. You know, there's a lot of talent in this draft. I think we're going to get a lot of good players in the later rounds. You said Kenny Stills. I think those type of players are there for us now if things go right. There's a couple positions that, you know, just like any draft, that are deeper than other positions. There's a couple positions that are thin. But overall, it's a deep draft class, because it's a young draft class with a lot of juniors too, though. So,
did you sleep last night?
Nah. Yeah, I mean, you know, hey, the hay's in the barn. Everything's, we've gone over every scenario, but hey, just, you know, for us, this is this means a lot, you know. So I didn't sleep very well, to be honest. Yeah.
Do you feel good? I mean,
I feel awesome. Yeah. I feel awesome. I feel we're so prepared. We got such a good group of guys. Like I said, starting with Rick Reiprich and Director of College Scouting and working through all those area scouts, I feel like we're very well prepared. And now it's just more, honestly, excitement and just the anticipation. And here we are. And you know, it's a good thing that we're picking at 27 or when we're picking at 32. It's a little harder, though, to predict, hey, who's going to be there. Right. When we're picking 15 last year, whatever, you can say, okay, we got a general idea. But when you're picking this far back in the draft, that's kind of the unknown. And there's going to be a lot of surprises, as you know, that'll be unexpected, but we're prepared for every scenario.
Now, we always hear stories about guys who stand on the table. Are you that guy who stands on the table?
You know what's cool is I feel like we have an environment in the draft room with that is that Sean and Mickey, like, I don't feel like everybody's opinion's heard. Nobody's afraid to say anything. So we're all standing on the table for different guys. And I can go through all our area scouts, and I know how passionate you are about him. And Dewan Jones, I know how passionate you are about him. And it's pretty cool, you know, and to just have that open environment where everybody can speak their mind. And I think that's one of the reasons why we've had success.
Best of luck.
Thanks. Yep. I appreciate it. Appreciate it, man.
Good luck.
You guys will be here late, huh?
We will. All right. As late as you.
Yeah.
I think that you've been preparing a little longer than we have, though.
No, we won't be here because he'll be sleeping here. We won't.
This is true. This is true. Thanks, Ryan.
All right, guys. Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Yep. All right.